We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Unhappiness, yes. That I'm not getting reports from spring training. Uh-huh. Ladies and gentlemen, the legendary and amazing Ricky Ricardo. Hi, Rick.
Muy buenos dias, amigo. ¿Cómo
He's
está?
Already started with the language. Rick, first thing I need to know, why am I not getting your reports from spring training? I love them, and I'm not hearing them.
Scream it to the high heavens, Angelo, but, you know, it is beyond my control. The powers that be did not give me that assignment this year.
Well, I'm very unhappy, yeah. And I'm going to bitch after the show.
Okay, what makes that different from every other day?
All right, Ricky, let's start this. Are you around the Phillies at all? Are you still down in Clearwater at all?
Well, I'm actually in Manhattan today because it's the Phillies' day off, and it was the Yankees' day off.
Right.
So I'm at a wonderful Entercom headquarters in Manhattan, but I'm trying to fly back today before the storm hits.
All right. Well, yeah, that's a good idea. Anyway, Rick, let's start with this because I'm noticing a controversy building about Scott Kingery, who is the best prospect in the Phillies organization.
Uh-huh.
The best prospect in the Yankees organization is a second baseman also, Gleyber Torres, correct?
Correct.
All right. Two entirely different approaches. They're both at spring training with the big clubs. Brian Cashman's on the record saying, we don't use service time to determine who we're going to put on our team. The Phillies have made it clear already to Kingery, no matter how well he plays, he's going down for at least the first half of April. What do you think of that?
There are two different approaches. Look, if it gives them an extra year at the tail end, I understand it. But, Angelo, I have been screaming to the high heavens about Scott Kingery for the last 2 years. Yep. He is the next Chase Utley to that organization. Let the kid play second base. I'm not into this whole experimenting, putting him in the outfield, and let's see his versatility. He is a tremendous second baseman. He has all the characteristics of a great Philly. I compare him to Chase Utley. I think Scott Kingery, when you put him into the lineup and you just let him play every day at second base, is going to be a superstar. I'd let him do it from day one.
Thank you, Ricky Ricardo.
You put that kid into the lineup opening day. When they put that line of players down the first baseline, he's going to get a tremendous amount of applause, and he won't leave Philadelphia until he retires.
Oh, now you're talking. See, this is the thing, Rick. This is my thinking on it. That, all right, you can get another year of service time. Keep him down till like a tax day, something like
tax
that.
Tax day,
all right? But here's the thing, Rick. Now I have said to my best prospect in years, I'm going to try to screw you any way I can to keep you out of free agency a year early. That's not the way I want to start a relationship with a talent like Scott Kingery.
Well, they did the same thing with Michael Franco, and I'm convinced to this day that there is still lingering effects from them doing it to Franco a few years ago.
Wow. They screwed Franco. I didn't even realize they did it to Franco.
Well, they should do it again.
All right. So, Ricky, here's the thing I want to know.
All right.
You love Kingery. This kid Torres, here's the amazing part. Now, Torres just turned 20.
Yeah.
Kingery's 24.
Yes.
And they're trying to, who's going to be a better player when all said and done, Torres or Kingery?
Different kind of players, because Torres is a natural shortstop.
Okay.
They're really putting him at second base because the Yankees have so much infield talent. Didi Gregorius was so good. Two different kind of players. I think when all is said and done, I really think the upside on Scott Kingery is I think that kid's number is going to be on the Wall of Fame one day.
Wow.
I really, really do. He is that good.
Wow. So why do the Yankees have a theory? What Cashman said is, we try to win every game. We're not trying to worry about service time. Why do they have that philosophy and Klentak doesn't have that philosophy here?
Well, to be honest with you, Ange, the Yankee farm system is so loaded. I mean, so loaded. They don't have to wait. They're not worried about what's going to happen 3-4 years down the road and extending a guy's contract. If you're not here tomorrow, they've got another young kid ready to go to fill in Torres' place. This farm system that New York has, they've got kids down at the low A level that are really, really good. They're a machine bringing players through the system. I think that's why they can afford to just put a guy into the lineup now, because, look, if he's great, fine, he stays. If not, they've got another kid coming up in 2 years that'll be just as good or better.
Hey, Rick, let's put our cards on the table here this morning, because you're a very honest person. I enjoy that about you. What do you think of Matt Klentak, the GM?
I think the jury's still out. I mean, honestly, I think the jury's still out. I like the fact that he's thinking outside the box. The managerial hire is something that, like, I have never seen before. This is, you know, this camp with this Tony Robbins approach that Gabe Kapler has each and every day with the whole positivity notion.
Yep.
I mean, it's refreshing, but I think the jury's still out. We've got to see what the philosophical differences that Klentak has brought with this manager, if this is going to work, right, or if they're overloading the circuits to these young players and giving them a lot to deal with very, very early. So I think my gut tells me Klentak is a positive outside-the-box thinker. I'm just not convinced 100% yet that his philosophical approach to baseball, this complete computer approach, whatever the numbers say it goes, I don't know if that's going to work.
All right, Rick, I got to tell you something. Part of my job is to anticipate problems down the road,
mm-hmm,
not far down the road in this case.
Mm-hmm.
I see a dynamic developing between Kapler and Klentak that is not healthy. All right, Rick, I want you to hear this. Mark Farzetta, in the midst of getting lathered up full time with Kapler last week.
Good old Caps.
They did everything but kiss on the lips, Rick. Mm-hmm. All right. It was really strong.
I can see that.
You can see that. Yeah. All right. So Mark is there asking about Scott Kingery. Here's the thing you need to remember. Before he even uses words, you can hear it with something he kind of emits. Listen to this exchange. Tell me how you think Kapler feels about Kingery. Listen to this. All right, so Klentak brings Kapler in and says, hey, Gabe, we're sending Kingery down. Don't you think Kapler's going to say to Klentak, what the hell's wrong with you?
I think by opening day, if Kapler does not put his foot down and say, I want Scott Kingery as my second baseman, or wherever the heck he's going to put it, but really he should be at second base, and they should find another place for Cesar Hernandez.
Yep.
I think by the end of this camp, my prediction is Kapler will ask Klentak to bring Kingery north with him for opening day to introduce him. When Dan introduces the players at Citizens Bank Park, one of the names he announces is Scott Kingery.
Wow. Geez. That is. did you hear that little chuckle? And they went, oh, geez. That tells you everything you need to know. All right, Rick, I need one more thing from you, because a lot of guys I'm hearing are not doing well with the ladies, right? And I know, I mean, do I have to say you have a little game there, Rick? You got game.
I've been known to be able to throw the dice a little bit. Yeah.
So I've tried to put, I want to do a little role play. Ava has come in, and she is an attractive female at the bar, and you're single. And you are going to woo her using both languages. Could you demonstrate this for people? Because I know you use this on Maku. You've used this many times in the past. Maku is his fiance. Rick, when's the marriage, by the way, with Maku? When's that going to happen?
The Maku marriage, you're performing the ceremony.
And yeah, when?
We'll have to pick a date at the All-Star
How the big How a day that? You've been engaged for 4 years now, Ricky.
I'm in no hurry, Edge. I'm getting all the benefits without the paperwork.
Ricky, I love your pace.
All right, Rick, so Ava's there. She's single. She's having a martini in front of her. How would you approach her?
Ava, what are you wearing? I got to get into the mindset of this whole thing.
Oh, man. An off-the-shoulder shirt I'm wearing right now.
Oh, baby. Oh,
right? And some all cleavage right. is apparent.
And.
No,
oh, apparent
scenario.
Is Big Daddy. Big Daddy is apparent.
Yeah. In the scenario, there's also cleavage.
Yeah, or now, too.
Go ahead, Rick. Show how to do it in two languages.
That definitely helps. All right, so, you know, knowing Ava is going to be a little weak in Spanish, I'm going to start in English, but I'm quickly going to go right into the Espanol, so it's...
Take notes, guys.
Hey, good-looking. Mira, mamita, tú sabes que estás sabrosísima aquí esta noche. ¿Qué te parece si nos damos un traguito?
Wow.
Come on, Ava, come on, react. Wow. I just asked you to have a drink with me.
I know it's estoy caliente.
No, Ricky,
you wanted to leave the bar, right?
No, Ricky, seriously, that Rhea, was that great? I was ready to say yes, and plus I'm getting a free drink. Yes, I'll do it.
I was
going to say that you and Angelo are going out for a drink.
Ricky, you and I are going to date.
Ricky, that was enticing to me because you said it so fast I couldn't understand.
Right.
So then I would ask you.
Said you was muy caliente.
I'm hot.
Michael.
Isn't that I'm hot?
That's beautiful. He called you caliente.
Isn't that bonito? Bonita?
Bonita Springs.
No, you're not supposed. He's supposed to be wooing you with the language.
Well, I would like to know what he's saying to me.
You know what? My grandfather would call you a stunad. That's another language.
I know that.
In this case, I would say something like this. Ava, aunque tu papá se llama Big Daddy, yo soy tu Big Papi.
No, Ricky.
Excellent, Ricky.
No, I do not want to hear it.
I just told her, even though your dad's name is Big Daddy, let me be your Big Poppy.
No, Ricky, this is like a horrible nightmare for me. I would never call
Ricky
anyone
Ricardo.
Daddy because
Ricky,
of this.
I'm talking to people right away about getting these reports. I need them, Rick. I don't feel like it's spring yet.
I miss them.
Pull some strings, Ange. I'll be back tomorrow.
The great Ricky Ricardo from New York today. Thank you, Rick.
Anytime.
I love that guy.
Just about as well as I thought it would.
What? No, there was some really smooth language in there.
Awkward as hell.
Yeah, pretty much.
I like when he goes, Ava.
I like that too.
Moi, moi.
Until he said Big Poppy, and I knew what he was saying in the mouth.
Rhea.
No, it doesn't work as well with Rhea. Ava works better.
It doesn't work as well at all with Al.
Feliz Navidad.
But it would be Ava.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.